Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. I have my wonderful friend. I can't see which side I'm on here. Wonderful friend, Molly Trotter Gomez. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Lisa. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. Well, let me formally introduce you to those who are listening today in case they have never met you. So Molly Trotter Gomez is a former television news anchor and making appearances on ESPN. She's helped thousands of people share their real, bold, and authentic voices unapologetically. Who thinks that that is a great thing to be able to do, is to be able to have your voice unapologetic? And nearly a decade of experience in front of the camera has earned her the title of a master communicator, as she has helped hundreds of coaches lock in their confidence using their real voice to grow their business. Molly is also the director of field development with Girl Power Alliance, helping women grow their GPA ambassador business. And Molly is also one of the trainers in the Kingdom Speaker Academy and the Kim 10 certification process for launching Kingdom Speakers. Molly, I want to know, first of all, I love the fact that you talk about how to use your real voice to grow your business. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean by that?
Yes, I would love to. The internet's full of copycats. Ooh, that's working. Ooh, that's working. Now, there's some spots where it's like, I admire what you're doing, and I wonder if that would fit with me, rather than just trying to do the carbon copy, almost like a secondhand faith, if you will, if you want to bring a secondhand faith into it, or, you know, just something that's, you got to have your own thing, not just grab something from somebody else and have it mesh. You can admire things, bring it in. But the real part is when you start really sounding like this is coming from a place of experience, from a place of wisdom, from a place of just, I know that I know because I've walked through it. God has led me through it, whatever it is that you want to say. It really starts to resonate. And I like to use this example of if you're on a long road trip, you're going through these places where there's no radio at all, and you're just tuning in, trying to find a station, anything other than static. And then all of a sudden you find that station. You actually don't really care what it is. You just want some kind of music. People are trying to find your station right now. And if you're not truly speaking from that real experience, that real place, not secondhand, like whatever you think what people want to hear, but what's true to you, then people are going to continue to search, continue to press that seek button, and they're not going to be able to find that station, which is you. So the real voice is so important, but a lot of people get scared of, will I be accepted? And the answer is you will repel some, but you'll draw in the right ones.
Yes, that is so good. I'm glad you brought that up, because I know that that is a holdback for many, let's just say women entrepreneurs, Kingdom women entrepreneurs that we work with, but across the board, it can be difficult for men and women because of why? What are some of the risks that you run when you actually tap? Let's talk about a few of the risks and the rewards. What are some of the risks that hold people back? And then let's talk about the reward.
Gosh, I mean, I think first and foremost, a big risk for me was, you know, what are people, like family members, what are they going to think? And I had a lot of family members that didn't approve, and they outwardly voiced that. And that hindered me for a long time until I'm like, well, God, I know what you're calling me to. So what do I do? And so the risk was I'm pushing people I love away, but the reward is I'm doing what he's called me to do. So that to me, it took me a second to get longer than a second, but it took me a while to get to that point of like, okay, I'm more than okay with that. You know, the risk is, you know, it's awkward. It feels kind of clunky. It's messy. I don't look polished. I don't look perfect. I don't look professional. So many people these days, like the most unpolished stuff will get more views and more related. It just relates to people of like, I can do that. I can do that. Yes, people love the polished stuff that looks good. It feels good. You build in that confidence, but also just that every day, like, I can relate to that person, you know, maybe hair's up in a messy bun, no makeup. I relate to that. And then there's a time and a place of, I do need to put together to put something a little bit more polished. So everybody gets caught in this, I need to be perfect right away. And you just won't. And I'm sure you could probably talk about that quite a bit, Lisa, you've done this even longer than I have. I learned so much from Lisa, you guys. It's crazy. Every time she speaks, and I'm just like, I can't write fast enough or type fast enough, because I'm like, there's so much wisdom in that. Because you know what's coming from a real place. But I'm sure you had to risk a lot as well in order to get to that wisdom.
Yeah, thank you. And back at you, I learned a lot from you. And that's the beautiful thing, right? When we all speak from that place of our authentic voice and what we bring to the table, we do bring unique contributions that that everyone can learn from, but also the people that you're meant to reach. And I think for me, that was the thing is, yes, there are those risks, but the freedom that comes from being able to actually speak from that place of authenticity, of really your place of authority, where you have overcome. And that is really what's going to attract the right people to you. The right people that you need to either be reaching, influencing, working with, whatever it is, the reason why you're speaking. But yes, definitely the freedom piece is huge. You feel so much alignment, you feel so much freedom and fulfillment to know that you are not compromising. You're not holding back anything who you are meant to be. So I love that piece. So let's talk a little bit about the whole area, because we live in a world that is so, I want to say microwave, but it's beyond that now.
Yeah, it really is. It's like flash drive.
It's like snap, exactly. The flash in the pan. It is so instant, and it really, we have to understand that being able to be concise and clear, just like you talked about the voice being really clear and authentic, how does that translate into speaking in terms of the words that you say and how you express what you need to express? I know from your experience as an anchor woman, you talk a lot about sound bites and about conciseness. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of that and what impact that has on speaking?
Yes. You know, and as the world continues to have the flash in the pan type of content, I've really discovered, you know, pros and cons. At first I'm like, there's so many pros, but that's my experience, right? When I was in the news, I would take all day to gather information for a story, for it to be in 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 60, maybe 90 seconds if I was lucky. And you're having hours of things to go through, footage, video, all the things that I had to put together. So I love the quick sound bites, because then you get to pull out like the attention grabber, the meat, the something that's going to get somebody to dig a little bit deeper. You could do a call to action at the end. And there was so much value in that 15, 30 seconds. Wait, I want more. So that gets people to train their ears, which I think a lot of us need to be better listeners. A lot of us want to talk, but if the more you can listen to be able to pull out things, I'm like, ooh, there was a lot of value there. Then you can give people just good value add very quickly. But here's what's a con of that. There's not enough context. So I've discovered that you could get like a flash in the pan little soundbite, but then it really needs to, it develops more, it needs more context. So whether you maybe have those little soundbites on a reel on Instagram or TikTok, but then maybe you have a podcast where you go a little bit longer, like a YouTube channel where it goes a little bit longer, come in and learn how to create a Kim 10 with us. So it can be 10 minutes, a really good length. Context really does matter because you see people just whatever their mindset is, wherever they're at personally, they can totally twist that to something else. So I've even found like if I put up little phrases that kind of come across for me that I'm like, ooh, that's really good. I'll even type in the comment section on like a Facebook post or something, perspective, deeper context to kind of get them to see what I'm seeing, because I can't expect me out of them on how they're receiving it, if that makes sense. So I just took it just went a lot deeper there, but I think it's so important as a content creator, as a speaker, context matters, and really being able to lead people matters in that context. But then sometimes you do have to have that polarizing content and you just let them sit there and let them wrestle with it a little bit, and then they can figure it out for themselves. There's always a give and take, and I think it's all important.
It's so good. So I, a few things running through my mind right now. When you were as an anchor woman, was there a framework that you had to follow when you gave the news? Did they have a certain structure, or was that just kind of like winging it?
We actually did. Now that I think about it, they would have like, it would usually be some kind of a, you're on camera and then a voiceover, and you have B-roll over it. So you have footage over it. So you're not just seeing somebody stand there and talk. And then what's called the sound bite. So then you have insert somebody who is speaking on that topic. Then you have another voiceover covered with B-roll. Maybe you ended it. So there was always this kind of like similar flow throughout, whether it was like 30 seconds or 60 seconds plus. So it learned how to have that ebb and flow, because you can talk all day long, but you know how powerful a story is when you interject other voices, which matters. And I know on our own personal brands, maybe there's not enough voices that interject. But it is good to be able to bring that in there so that they did give you structure and a framework. And every station I actually worked for was different. So it's always mm-hmm. funny to learn people's frameworks.
Yeah. Well, inside of the Girl Power Alliance membership portal, you have a course on sound bites and this whole sound bites, being able to even share your message in 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 90 seconds and longer. And the value of being concise and clear. And I see this as one of the biggest struggles that a lot of women speakers that I've worked with, for example, a lot of women speakers come to me and say, how can I get booked, Lisa? How can I get paid to speak? And I ask them, well, what do you speak on? And they go off and they really don't have a clear message. So I'm like, well, you need to start there. You need to start by having a clear message and being able to deliver that in a way that's concise and clear to get known for what your expertise is, what your passion is, because people are looking for people of specific topics yes. or things like that, right? So yes. I find this is a missing piece that a lot of times women just want to get out there, and there's great value in that, just getting practiced and confidence. But often you find yourself then scrambling because you're not really sure about, okay, who are the people I'm meant to speak to? And because you don't have your clear message. So I know one of the things inside the Kingdom Speaker Academy that Girl Power Alliance offers, that you and I are trainers with, is being able to put together a concise message with a framework. And we call it the Kim 10, which is Kingdom Impact Message in 10 minutes. Would you be able to share? Well, I know you can. So I'm going to ask you, can you share? Can you share a little bit about the vision behind this Kim 10 framework in terms of not just the framework, but also the offshoot of that now in terms of when we talk about stages?
Yes. Well, I want to give honor where honor is due. None of this would be possible without you, Lisa. None of it. So I want you all to know that this is possible because Lisa had this idea of, wait a second, we have a Radiant Leadership Academy, which is incredible. But like between Lisa, myself, and our CEO and founder, Michelle Schaefer, 60 plus years of experience. Why don't we put together a speaker academy? And Michelle and I were in the car and we listened to your message. We look at each other being like, that's genius. So because of Lisa's obedience of like, what if, her what if turned into this vision that's now helping hundreds, soon to be thousands, tens of thousands of people all over the world. Mm. And it's just been amazing. So when everybody wants to get on a stage, what do they go to first? Oh, I want to do a TED talk. I want to do a TED talk. I know so many different TED coaches and everybody's like, I even had a guy randomly out of the blue. Hey friend, here's my TED talk. Take a listen. I haven't talked to this guy in like 5 years. And I was like, great job. So happy for you. Like, congrats. But everybody wants to get on that TED stage. Mm-hmm. But guess what? TED talk events do not allow Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Like they don't want Jesus at all on that stage. But as we know, Lisa, like, there is so much to say about what God has done in and through our life. And how can we not have him in some of these conversations? Doesn't mean he has to be in absolutely every single one, but TED Talks don't even give you a fraction of a chance to even let that be. So this Kingdom Speaker Academy is a 9-week academy to go through the ins and outs from, you know, what do you need to talk about? What do you want to talk about? What can you talk about? Body posture. Your language that you use, the tonality of it, what you look like, what you wear, like how you come across, clarity, confidence, all the above, to learn this framework to put together what's called a Kim 10, Kingdom Impact Message in 10 minutes, to then where we have a place where you can actually become a certified Kim 10 speaker. In this last round that we did, we experienced so much revival in the room that we were like, we can't keep this to ourselves. So now there's an opportunity for 8 of our Kim 10 speakers this year to actually get on the stage of our Kim 10 LA event, to get on the stage and speaking next to people like Tim Story and other world-renowned speakers like yourself, Michelle Schaefer, Shea Bynes, and a couple others that we'll release here soon. How amazing is that? If people are looking to refine and get on stages, this literally, you cannot beat what we have here. But then also God gets the glory. He has brought you so far and refined you so much that it's like, let's have him in there. If that's a part of your message, it doesn't have to be, but it can be if you want that to be. And so you have an opportunity to do that. And it's just lighting the world on fire. People are so excited about it.
They are. And you know, one of the amazing things too, is that included in that certification piece, if you choose to go on to become a certified Kim 10 speaker, you also get a professionally done video. just like those TED Talk videos that are being shared around, this is a professionally done video you could use to promote yourself, to send to events, places, organizers that need speakers so that you can be known as a speaker. So that in and of itself is like gold right there.
Yes, it is.
But there's something else that is so powerful that we experienced. And I know that as coaches, we were there for 2 days with the students who decide to go on to become certified. I'd love it if you would share a bit of your experience as a coach, what you saw, like some of the transformations, just to kind of paint a picture of what that did for some of the people that went through that.
I mean, it got brought to my attention because I was actually on her podcast that she just created because she went through the certification and she had never stepped foot on the stage ever. And I'm talking about our favorite dairy farmer from Wisconsin. Her name's Virginia Hatfield. I remember this moment. We just talked about it on her podcast, which I'm so proud of her for starting a podcast. I could go on and on about that. I remember there was this moment where the first day that you get feedback, right? And these women were so open to feedback. It was a comfortable environment where it didn't matter what you say, they knew it was coming in love, even if it might've been like hard to hear because they practiced so much to put this together.
Yeah.
But then to see most of those women take what we gave them, come back, and they were like a whole new person the next day. I was like, wow, talk about what it means to be open and to really just go all in. But for Virginia, I will never forget that when she was giving one of her talks, like her and I just like locked eyes. And then I put my pen down. I put everything down. I knew that I was the person that she needed to connect to in that moment. Because speakers, sometimes if they start struggling or anything, they'll connect with a few people, maybe one person, because they're like, help me, help me. Even though there's nothing you can do other than eye contact of support. And just to what it meant to me, because I knew in that moment she desperately needed that. And then she also was like, you have no idea what that meant to me. And it like forever like changed her. That was such a special bonding moment where then afterwards, you know, the rest of the coaches were like, I'm so jealous. I saw you. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but not sorry. Like that was so special because you just get to be that place for that person. But then that environment just in general was so life-giving. And the stories, again, the revival in those stories, people need to hear those messages because we hear of all the other kinds. And you know what I mean? The social media is full of them. But imagine if our feeds were filled with Kim Tens, sound bites of Kim Tens, of just sharing revival and hope and joy and restoration. Mm-hmm. Everybody would look different and feel different. And so it's our job as kingdom speakers to get that out there so the world can see that there's so much hope in Jesus. And this program just happens to really help get that out there in a bigger way.
It's so true. You know, we had people there from all different walks of life, and some of the messages were, you know, for their corporate setting. They weren't necessarily all, let's just say, Christianese in that regard, you know, stories of that, but they were contextualized for where God had them as a voice of influence. And that's the beautiful thing about even this framework. It is so adaptable to any location you're at in terms of whether it be online, in person, different industries and different settings that you might find yourself. And I know the transformation was amazing. And Ginny is just on fire right now, Virginia.
She is on fire. Love her.
She's found her voice. So that in itself, I remember one of our members, Fanny, talked about, she said, you know what, these 2 days right here was worth the whole investment. If we did nothing else, it was just, because not only are we coaching one person, so if one person is being coached, everyone else in the room is learning because they're watching as we coach, and you can apply this. And I know I've done this in my own life for many years in terms of coaching people. Is everybody in the room benefits because they're going to take away something that they can apply to their own message or their own presentation. So it is such a rich experience. So I would love, Molly, if you want to share anything as we close out here today for people who are listening, who know, maybe they feel the pull to step into this place of speaking, learning how to speak, even up-leveling their speaking if they've been speaking for years. What would you say to them in terms of the value of the Kingdom Speaker Academy, you know, compared to anything else?
Oh, I mean, the value is unmatched. We have seen people now try to copycat what we have, and they added a couple extra zeros on the end to it. And so it's like, when you just think of it from that perspective, I mean, you know, when I was back in consulting, doing speaking consulting, I charged a lot more than what we're charging now. And I didn't have a professional content piece to give. I didn't have stages to like give people to speak on. I was really just giving them the framework. But then when you think about the people who need it the most, or the people who are hungry the most, may not necessarily have the five-figure investment to put in. But so this right here really solves the need and the problem. And for those who've had a lot of experience, we've had a ton of people who've gone through the John Waxwell program or anybody else's program that can cost $10,000, $15,000, $30,000. It's not the price tag. It's the environment. It's the coaching. And where else are you going to get 60 years of experience? And you get in-person coaching feedback. You get to be possibly on multiple stages speaking your Kim 10 in a professional recording, all for under four figures. Like, I mean, that is incredible for you to be able to access that. So it's really a no-brainer. And I will say this, God gave me a word last year that there's just new voices emerging. So whether it's in the corporate space, in the online space, anywhere, there are new voices that know they need to come out, and they are looking for something like this. So maybe this isn't for you. Maybe it is, probably, but it might be for somebody that you know. Somebody is really like, I need support. I need help. Where do I go? Point them here. They will be in such great hands, because there is so much that you can gather just even in the community itself. Mm-hmm. To your point, Lisa, when we are giving people the feedback that day, on that first day, I had so many people tell me, I wanted to leave to go rest, or I wanted to go eat, but I couldn't leave the room. I did not want to miss what was happening. So I only left when everybody else had like a 3-minute break, because I wanted to be able to soak in as much as I could, because that right there, like you said, was so invaluable. So this is the push over the edge. Like, there are so many that are looking. Maybe you need to be that mouthpiece of like, hey, come check out what I found. Or maybe you are the mouthpiece that the Lord really wants to utilize. So I'm excited for what's ahead and what we're going to do. So I hope you all have a wonderful day, and just really excited for all that's going to come inside of the Kingdom Speaker Academy and all that we have here. So really excited for all that's ahead. And I'm sure we'll see you all on the inside. Bye, everyone.
As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. Your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.